Come follow me. The family. You'll be studying about the family in your Sunday classes this month. As you study and discuss family, you may ponder these questions. Why do church leaders emphasize family so much? What is the place of family in Heavenly Father's plan? How does family help make us happy? To find some answers to these questions, see the Family Proclamation near the back of your Personal Progress or Duty to God booklet, or online at lds.org/go/family-NE8. You'll also find teachings about family relationships in general conference talks at conference.lds.org. Give yourself an easy reminder to prepare for your Sunday lessons on the family. Just place these cards in your scriptures, locker, or bedroom. You can also download or share them online at lds.org/go/cardsNE8. Eternal Families. Elder Corbridge taught, "Marriage and family are not conventions of men only until death do us part. They are intended to be made eternal through covenants we make with God. The family is the pattern of heaven. Families can only be eternal when sealed by temple covenants." See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 131, verses 1 through 3, Section 132, verse 15, and verses 18 through 20, and verse 46. What can you do right now to keep yourself worthy for temple attendance today and for a temple marriage in the future? Quality time and effort. As you put more quality time and effort into strengthening your family, as Elder Tay taught, remember the old adage that quality, not just quantity, time matters. So how can you make the most of your time together? Look for ways to develop the principles of successful families as defined in the Family Proclamation. Faith, prayer, repentance, forgiveness, respect, love, compassion, work, wholesome recreational activities. What can you do with your family to live these principles? Examples: show compassion for a sibling struggling with math by helping her with homework. Express respect for your brother's hobby by supporting him at a competition. Show forgiveness by not fighting back. And develop faith by talking about the gospel together. Happy at home. The scriptures teach that men are that they might have joy. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 25. Have you ever thought about how that relates to finding joy and happiness at home? Here are some points to ponder. Why is happiness at home so important that it's the ultimate end of all activity in the church, as President Packer taught? How do the things you do in the church add to happiness at home, such as family home evening, personal progress, duty to God, seminary, Sunday lessons, and mutual? What can you do each week to use these activities to bring more happiness to your home? What do the scriptures and hymns teach about how we should live in love at home? For example, see Mosiah chapter 4, verses 13 through 15, Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 119, and Home Can Be a Heaven on Earth, hymns, number 298. What can you do as a family to bring even more happiness into your life? Curriculum cards. The family is the pattern of heaven. Elder Lawrence E. Corbridge of the 70, April 2014 General Conference. The ultimate end of all activity in the church is that a man and his wife and their children can be happy at home. President Boyd K. Packer, President of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, April 2014 General Conference. we need to put more quality time and effort into strengthening family relationships. Elder Michael John Yu Te of the 70, April 2014 General Conference. End of the section, Come Follow Me, Curriculum Cards, read by Kristen Hawkins.